أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتساءلون قالوا إنكم كنتم تأتوننا عن اليمين قالوا بل لم تكونوا مؤمنين وما كان لنا عليكم من سلطان بل كنتم قوما طاغين فحق علينا قول ربنا إنا لذائقون فأغويناكم إنا كنا غاوين صدق الله العظيم. Continuing from yesterday's discussion, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the disbelievers that in the world used to say نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ, that you people are a confederation and you're going to help each other. So مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَصَرُونَ, what has happened to you? You people are not helping each other and you've just handed yourselves over. In other words, you have given up this game that you tried to play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Some of them will turn towards others and then they will question each other. In other words, a discussion will take place, questions will be asked and answers will be given. By and large, it seems from here that the leaders and those who followed the leaders, they will be questioning each other, and obviously each one will try to come out of the difficulties they are in. And hence, قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَأْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ. Those who were led astray, the followers, will ask the leaders, إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَأْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ. You people came to us with a great degree of strength. You people in the world, you came to us and you said to us that you will help us on the day of Qiyamah. You came with this great force and vigilance. And some have stated that Yamin will be in the meaning of taking oaths. In other words, you had taken qasam upon qasam, oath upon oath, that you will be of avail and you will be of assistance to us. But then you led us on the wrong path in the world. قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. The leaders will say to those who followed, but the reality and the truth is that you were never going to bring iman. That choice you had made on your own. From before already you had decided that you are not going to bring iman, and you yourself had not brought iman. So on the one hand, the blame game will continue between the two. And then, وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. The leaders will respond and they will say that the reality and the truth is this, that we had absolutely no authority over you. In other words, we did not pull you by your hands, we did not pull you by your heads or your necks, and we did not herd you towards the wrong path. But the truth and the reality is this, that we had absolutely no authority. And this is the very, very important aspect. In other ayats of the Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear, the shaitan also does not have any authority over us, that shaitan can make us, without our own will, draw us and push us towards a deed. That is our own choice. The choice is within us to do good and to do bad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within us. Others may entice us, shaitan may entice us, they may adorn and they may make the bad or the evil path look good to us. That much they can do, but more than that they cannot do. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ. But you on your own, you have been a nation that had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا لَذَائِقُونَ. But the truth and the reality is now understood by one and all, that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been established, and now we are going to taste the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to come. In other words, now it has become senseless for us to argue. That punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzat is now a reality. It is right in front of us. And look at this Quran. Look at these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat brings us right there to the day of Qiyamah, right there to the brinks of the fire of Jahannam? And can we get a greater description? Can we have a more vivid picture of Qiyamah and Jannat and Jahannam drawn than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn it in the ayat of the Quran? فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ. But the whole and the truth and the reality is this, that we had misguided you, but the truth is this, that we ourselves were misguided. We didn't have guidance and we misguided you. We chose not to take the path, follow the path of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. So we chose the path of misguidance. You followed us and we misguided you. So in these short ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified one very, very important issue. That Allah has given us choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the means of the Quran, the lifestyle of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From time to time we are reminded about Allah Rabbul Izzat, we are reminded about the straight path. Let us turn towards the straight path, let us make tawbah, let us not blindly follow those that have been misguided and they turn us away from the path of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.